Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jimmy,
yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, a good afternoon, good morning, wherever you're listening in from. This is Find It Out Friday. We're going to be talking about movement, retrograde planets out there, making decisions and relationships, taking it with an eye, I see it, I strategize it, I change it, and I complete it. We'll also be here to share with you. You know, this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, nonprofit organization that is skilled with advisors and challengers that will help you get to your goal. Whatever organizational needs you might need, whatever workshops, training, skills, they're there to do it for you. So welcome aboard, CUC, and thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, we have a lot of things going on out here, but when we are aware that each moment of each day, each gesture and step we take is truly mystical and full of wonder, we will live our lives with greater thought and care. We will also have a greater respect and appreciation for the lives of others out there. We want to start this evening. Welcome in. Sit back and relax to Find It Out on Friday. We got some things to tell you.
Are you mad?
just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. It took a brave, brave girl to try. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised, don't be surprised if I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller. I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long.
That's right, you have to start yourself over, all new. And you know, we have a new moon coming out here. When Tiffany with an eye come on, she'll give you more breakdown about it. We have six planets, Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune are moving out there. And they're in retrograde. Can be very, very confusing. We're not skilled over here, but we just like to have you listen and check out your homework and see what you can do. You know, it's a lot of things moving. And on the 25th of September, that's the time to start something new. And I'm going to stop it there because that day is Ellen Laughlin's birthday. And we'd like to wish Ellen Laughlin, the Beast from the East, happy birthday, which will be on Sunday. So on that note, we're going to bring in Miss Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I change it. I correct it. And I complete it. Tiffany with an eye, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. It is Friday. The weather is kind of heating up out there. But I got out today just to move around, get some of that vitamin D, because tomorrow it's going to be hotter. And, you know, I don't fare too well in the heat. So I felt I should go out there when it was a little low and take care of what I need to take care of. So I can just stay in tomorrow and move forward, do some reading, do some journaling, smell some frankincense, go into meditation, do whatever I have to do to stay in out of that heat, because heat and I do not get along. And your day was pretty exciting, I know. So how was your day today?
Well, it was pretty exciting. It is Friday, and all things considered, it was good. It was a great day. I know it's heating up, so that's always interesting in terms of the weather here in California. It's like, you know, we go through this hot, cold period, and then, you know, we just have to stay aware of the temperature change in our bodies and take care of ourselves. You know, I always emphasize that every time I can on this show. So, because, you know, it does matter. You know, you might think it's hot out there, but then the temperature changes, it's cool, or you think it's cool and it's hot, and, you know, just a lot going on with temperature change. So, but all in all, it was a great day.
Great. I was starting off trying to give them some information about this retrograde movement out here. And I know that even though, as I stated, we're not experts over here, but we do study, get our homework, and try to find out what's going on. So when the confusion comes in and the movement and the energy is out there, we're not totally crazy. So do you have any information to share with us on that, with the retrograde movement? And what to look out for and what type of energy it brings.
Well, I know that you probably went through some dates, did you not, before I came
not
on?
Really.
I didn't. Oh, okay.
Only the 25th. No, I didn't go through any dates, no.
Oh, okay. Because I know we sometimes tag team and you'll mention something and then I'll, you know, follow up with it. So I just didn't know if you had said anything, you know, about the dates. But we do have a lot going on. I will just mention the dates because we know we still have 6 to 7 planets in retrograde.
Okay.
And speaking of retrograde, Mercury's coming out of retrograde October 9th. And we refer to it as, or most people refer to, a shadow period, a post-shadow period, a week later for, you know, because some things may still be delayed in communication, and just to cover all bases so that you don't just think it's totally over. If something does occur within the week after, then understand it's the post-shadow of the retrograde, and that is going to go until the 9th. So technically it's until October 9th in terms of the shadow period afterwards, but we're supposed to close out Mercury retrograde on the 2nd, which will be so amazing. I'm sure at least one less planet retrograde would be very, very nice because it is a lot. So Mercury will retrograde until 10-2, which is October 7th, and then it will re-enter Libra on the 10th of October. That's going to be very interesting because Libra is the planet of justice, of equality. You know, I'm sorry, Libra the sign, not the planet. Ooh, the sign, it's about equality. You know, Libra has the scales of justice so that, you know, during that time period, as we move into Libra, the season of Libra, which is September 23rd to October 22nd, a lot of things that we couldn't get done, projects that we tried to get done, things that didn't go as planned, are going to be revisited and will have the energy to support all those things. So it's going to be wonderful. And it's also going to be a time of karmic justice. So, negatively or positively, you're going to reap what you sow.
Oh, okay.
Cause and effect, reap what you sow, whatever you want, however you want to term it, it's coming. And there's just like, hopefully a lot of our listeners have reaped good rewards and blessings and miracles, and that's what I can say about that because I'm not going to stay on the positive, but understand that whatever you put out comes back to you. Mm. So you know how we stay on this show, we stay very positive, but, you know, with the reality of the other side, you know, you can't just stay so positive and not be aware of the opposite side. We have to acknowledge it, acknowledge that it exists, but don't focus on the negative, right? So we're going to focus on the positive. Hopefully everyone has done some very good things and they're going to reap all those benefits. So, you know, if you felt like someone treated you, disrespected you, mistreated you, unfairly, oh well, guess what's going to happen? that person that did that to you, and you were an upstanding person and a good person in that situation, they're going to have to pay the cost for treating you badly or wrongly. So, yeah.
Wow.
Don't you love the universe for that? You don't have to put forth your own energy to take revenge on anything. I mean, if you just wait and are patient, you know, a lot, there are a lot of references, scriptural references to, you know, revenge isn't ours, it is God's, it is, you know, however you want to slice it, however you want to say it. I mean, I like cause and effect myself, you know, so you put good causes out there, the effects that come back are going to be good, so
and
that's
you
what
do
I have to
make
say about that.
Okay, well, I'm looking at that, and you're speaking of, you know, through September 23rd to October 22nd, you know, this is giving you an opportunity that things that you wanted to transfer into on the positive is a good thing. And, you know, being under that fire shine of Leo, I always like to look at my things, you know, and sort of like see what's going on or what we can do on that. But it is a setup to say Mercury and Venus and Pluto, and this gives you an opportunity to gain your balance and take your power back. So it's in the same thing of what you're saying. So when we speak of that karmic justice, so what I'm picking up on here is, you know, you really do not have to be upset. You do not have to try to go for revenge. You take your lessons learned. You grow from that. Continue to shine out there as that bright sun and move forward, because it's going to be taken care of anyway. So there's no need for you to even have discussion about it. And I find that when that karmic retribution comes back, it is so strong. The best thing that you can do, if you're a person that understands the good and the bad, the positive, the negative, how we are to move with each other out here, you're going to actually be sending that person some prayer, because they're going to need it, okay? And just continue to move on. Well, moving on through that, I appreciate you for giving us that breakdown. We talked about the retrograde movement. Now, there's a thing that you had mentioned to me, and I put that under the decision category, and that is, Tiffany with an I, what is this quiet quitting? Could you give us a little bit about that? You know, it's a new trend out there. It's a new clone statement, or shall I say coin statement that persons are using. But just what have you found out about this quiet quitting when it comes down to, I guess, whatever?
Well, quiet quitting is a phrase that's being used in the employment industry, or when, you know, the job industry.
Okay.
So basically what we're seeing is that we had the great resignation, and we had a lot of people were just quitting midstream, didn't care, resigning, I quit, I'm not coming back. And it started to cause a lot of problems, both for the, well, I guess the great resignation was more so focused on the employer than the employee. But I believe that after the pandemic, people started soul searching. People wanted to figure out what they wanted to do, what their skill sets were, how they can leverage their skill sets to the best of their ability. And now, you know, post-pandemic, people are like, well, now that I've done all this soul searching and I really know what I want, you know what, I'm not working after 5 o'clock. So 5:01, if you try to contact me at 5:01, you know, you could send an email, the supervisor can send someone an email, and they will not answer. Why? Because 5:01, they're not on the clock anymore. And they have, you know, gathered all their things, and they are not at that desk. They're gone. And
okay,
it's creating, I think it's creating boundaries, and I'm going to look at it from a positive perspective in terms of the employee, because I think it's setting boundaries, saying, you know, I have a life, you know, I'm still coming to this place of employment, and I'm doing my job. I have an hour or 2 hour commute, you know, and by right, they don't. No one has to stay past the hour in which they take the job. So if your hours are from 9 to 5, then it should be 9 to 5. You know, you should be able to go home at 5:01. You should, you know what I mean? A lot of people used to have commutes, and a lot of people used to have different things that went on. And, you know, if someone asked you to stay, people would stay later, and it just caused a lot of confusion in the family, and a lot of, you know, and a lot of confusion with people in general. So I just think it's great because it sets boundaries and it says, you know what, I gave you my time from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. as I said I would, as I gave my word on the contract, but at 5:01, I'm not obligated to do this anymore, and I'm going to leave so that I can rest or do whatever I need to do so that I can come back rejuvenated tomorrow and replenish tomorrow at 9 a.m. And in the workforce, what's also happening is that people are now, they have more leverage in terms of what they want to do, what their careers look like. You know, if they want 2 jobs, they can have 2 jobs and successfully have 2 jobs because they know the time they're going to quit, they're going to quit, and then they, you know, if they want to break up their day with 2 jobs, they can do that. So in my, from my perspective, I believe it's very good. And the employers are still trying to figure it out. Like, wait a minute. You have salaried positions where you're like, they're so indoctrinated with the belief that just because you're on salary that a supervisor has a right, or a supervisor believes that they have a right to ask the employee to do more work. But everyone right now is becoming aware and waking up. And you and I always talk about self-awareness. And if you don't know what you want or who you are, or you haven't done that evaluation, then, you know, it might be a little difficult for you. But I stress, and you and I stress that all the time, know yourself, take care of yourself. And so part of taking care of yourself is setting those boundaries to say, okay, I'm going home at 5:01 because I've given you everything I have for from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And that's healthy.
Right. It is very healthy. And to make it more healthy, and I don't want to tell on myself, but I never believed in going hour to hour, but if I was off at 5 o'clock, I'd start leaving at 4:30. And because that way at 5 o'clock, I'd want to make sure I didn't leave anything on the desk, and I was on my way. So I guess I've believed in quite quitting for a long time. But when I heard the word, I kind of laughed about it. And I wanted you to mention that. I know it's taken on because I guess we've moved out of the mode of loud quitting, because usually when you say, I'm out of here, I'm out of here. And at that, you know, persons will do that, salaried or hourly. I don't know really how it's working out there since this event, since the pandemic. I know it's a bit different, but you're absolutely right. Persons are finding out about their creativity. They're finding out about their work. It's just not the same. As we always say, this is a new beginning. So I appreciate you sharing that with me, because I'm looking at my little things that's happening today. And I need to get your take on it. You know, I guess just no masks, but only in certain areas. I'm going to keep on my 3. I don't care. And I'm a bit taken back with the situation that's happening on a school campus with these drugs. I have a very person that is running for school board. I think she's in District 2, Dr. Rocio Rivas. And I hope that she gets that seat, because it is, to my understanding, she would be the first parent that ever sit on the board. And I just cannot figure that out, is how can you tell a parent how much milk to serve your child if you don't have any children? Are you know, so I'm sort of like leaning toward that. There'll be activities happening with her. I think there's a beautiful event, a fundraiser tomorrow. She's a beautiful person, and I just would love to see her up there because there's overdoses and these things that are happening. I'm looking at the methods that they're going to use to stop whatever. I don't want to call the name, but whatever they have on campuses that they're loading up on, that's all great and fine. But if a child is hiding up under a desk somewhere and over these, how are you going to be able to get over there with that, whatever it is, to stop it? I'm just not quite understanding that. And moving out from there, you're hearing about earthquake. You know, we're in earthquake country. So I don't know about persons getting their water together, but sort of like, okay, you know, we shake and rattle and roll over here all the time. Sleep with your tennis next to you, whatever you have to do. And if there's a family, your children, have them prepared because, you know, when you hear it, and with the climate change and the weather being like it is, this is kind of, you must be aware. That's all I'll have to say. And my last note that I found out is that we as adults, educators, have to become more mentors, okay? We have to get out there and find our mentees, and the mentees are the youth. They're seeking, they're hurting, and they're confused. If you have any kind of skills, if you have any type of knowledge, no matter what it is, your thing might be turning red yarn into blue yarn. Teach it to those children. Give them something that they can take, and no matter where they go, use it. So I'm calling out all mentors to get out there and find your mentees, and basically that is our youth. And please get busy out there. We need to do this. I'm looking around. I had mentors. I had storytellers. If it's not but one word of encouragement or empowerment that you can give them, one word a day, do that, okay? Sometimes they might act as if they don't hear you, but they hear you. So that's what I found out. We're lacking in mentors out here, so adults, get busy, whatever your skill is, whatever knowledge you have, and reach out and take care of our babies out there because it's a bit confusing.
And also research some organizations that have that type of program, a mentor-mentee program. And it's really good. It's really good to do that just because, you know, if it's under an organization, it'll be more structured per se. And you'll have the backing of the organization and other people to support you and encourage you as you mentor others. I really stress that because I think that's good. I mean, you know, where do we start? We start by researching organizations, at least I would, and see, you know, who has a mentor program in place and go from there. You know, sometimes you'll have it in your church and other different organizations.
And there's organizations out there and very good organizations out there, but you have to get out and participate. And it's always good to, however way you have to do it, we all should do some type of volunteering. And if you're dealing with our organizations, they like that, but start volunteering in your community. So you just don't see a name of an organization or hear a name because they must be doing what they say that they're doing. And the only way that you're going to find that out is to participate with them, okay? Because everybody knows how to make it look good on paper and do whatever, but you have to actually go to the table and mix the stew so that you can find that out. And I'm in total agreement with you, Tiffany, tonight. We want to get out there and find those persons that are doing it. And if there's no one that's satisfactory and up to your standards, then you do your own, okay? As long as you are mentoring, educating, and taking care of our youth. Because the youth is not the future, as the old saying used to go, the youth, okay? And we are here, we're storytellers. We did it a different way, but we're still here. So evidently that worked. You might have to rephrase it. You might have to kind of like explain it a little bit differently. But as long as you step in and begin with the basics are very important. And from there, everything flourishes. So we have the basics. We're the storytellers. We have gone through it, and we're here. So just don't be here, okay? Take care of the youth. Get them busy. And you want to ensure and what you teach them and what they learn, you're going to set it up so it's sustained, not just work for 6 months and fall down the tube. You want it to work for the next 600 years. So that's what I found out today. Tiffany with an eye, you know, I'm on a roll over here, a different type of thing. So I know that you had mentioned, you've asked some sayings, some things that we need to think about. And since we're going to close it out and let's find it out Friday, you had a few quotes. And I know you selected a few. What did you find? What would you like to share with us this evening?
Well, I would like to also just say, as part of my earlier contribution on the planets and the retrogrades, to let everyone know that Pluto goes direct in Capricorn October 4th. Libra new moon is September 25th, which is like in a day or two. Then we have the Aries full moon in October on the 9th of October. And the planets that are still retrograde are Uranus, Saturn, Jupiter, and Neptune. So, right. And then we have the solar eclipse and the lunar eclipse coming up. So we have a lot going on, and I don't want to, like, bombard the listeners with all these dates, but just to acknowledge that these energies are present and this is what we're dealing with. And, you know, if you're emotional, if you're going through things, if you find that your, excuse me, your relationships are being challenged, it's because they are. They're supposed to be. This is what's supposed to happen, and it's a good thing. So that's what I would say in closing that out. But I did find a couple of quotes, and today I was writing a lot of information. I'm trying to find the quotes that I had today. Oh, gosh. So, I mean, I think self-care and understanding yourself and just changing the narrative in the script is very, very important. So I will say this in terms of your thoughts. And thoughts are very important as you make changes and you change the narrative to your situation. And in changing yourself. The only thing making you unhappy are your thoughts. Change them.
Okay. Can you say that again, please?
The only thing making you unhappy are your thoughts. Change them.
I like that. Because that's absolutely right. That's why when we speak of affirmations and, you know, Stephanie comes on and she gets us going, that's why when you get up in the morning, get out and start screaming those things, those positive things that you want to happen out there. Because you're right. The only thing making you unhappy are your thoughts, so you have to change them. It's all about thought. It's all about mindset out there. It's all about what we need to do for each other and for ourselves so that we can continue on. And I'm going to say this again because you were not with us when I said it, and you did make say the word that I'm always about, and that's awareness. And it is when you are aware that each moment of each day, each gesture and step will take its we take daily is mystical and full of wonder. When we live our lives with greater thought and care, we will also have greater respect and appreciation for the lives of others. So In order to get there, we have to get up screaming affirmations. We have to look at our greatness, step into our greatness, and stay there. But while we're there, we cannot forget to take others with us. So on that note, I'm going to say have a good weekend out there. It's going to be hot out there. Move around. Stay safe. Tiffany with the Nye, we love you. We appreciate you coming out, caring and sharing with us. And this is what we have for you guys on Find It Out Friday. Now, we'll be back on Mindful Monday. Give us a call, 323-769-5879. Give us some of your information. Tell us what you're mindful of. Give us some suggestions here. We're here for you. And keep this thought in mind, and we're going to say, what can we say? Enjoy yourself, stay aware, and most of all, stay woke.
Singing.
Showing others how to live.
We care and share with love all through the land.